Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist, and author of That's Gotta Hurt, providing education and commentary on sports and exercise injuries, injury treatment and prevention for athletes and active people so you can stay healthy and perform your best. His website, drdavidgeyer.com, is a destination to get answers, get better, sports medicine simplified. And Dr. Geyer back with us on the program. Doctor, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So much more to talk about. We're continuing a series that we've done on youth sports, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get the past programs, information on the topics, as well as other great information at drdavidgeyer.com. Today, we want to talk about focusing on fun and proper techniques, the skills involved, instead of winning and strategies. And a statistic you have that's really alarming when you think about it at your website is that 70% of kids quit playing organized sports by 13. They come in, and I can remember when our kids were in that age bracket, so excited about playing sports, and then there's a burnout there for so many. Why is that?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of pressure on kids today, mostly related to sports, but then you throw that on top of they're heading into high school at that age and the demands of school. But, you know, playing year-round, playing 5 days a week and then traveling on weekends, you know, a lot of these kids, they're young and they're just maybe not as emotionally strong as you are as you get older. And so I think that if it's not fun and if it's more about winning and you know, the pressure to succeed and thrive, I think that's a lot for kids, and they ultimately just decide maybe I don't want to do this anymore.
Should we keep score, especially for the younger kids? I'm talking, you know, 7-8-year-olds are out there playing and they're keeping score, and, you know, we're to keep a tally through the season and we're going to give trophies to the winning team. Should we focus on score that way?
You know, I've heard the argument either way, and I think for really young kids, I don't know that the score necessarily matters to me in terms of keeping it. I understand the argument, you know, why it's necessary and all that.
Yes.
But I think in the bigger picture is that we need to make winning less the goal and getting the personal statistics, the stats really good, you know, how many hits you've had over the course of the season or how many strikeouts, that winning and statistics are not what youth sports should be about. I think, obviously, it's about fun. That's sort of the underlying message. But learning the right way to play, learning the movements, learning the techniques, learning, you know, to work with your teammates, you know, teamwork and leadership, I think that's much more important.
The last thing you want is to get hurt. And I'm thinking as we're talking proper techniques and skills, if we do that right, that should, like, minimize the opportunity, the chances of getting hurt?
Yeah, I really think that what happens with, you know, this pressure to win and this pressure to have the best youth team and whatever the sport is, I think leads kids to practice even more hours than their bodies are comfortable in and push through pain when they haven't rested or, you know, something may actually be an early injury, and that's where it leads to injuries. I think most youth sports injuries are sort of a too much stress without enough time to rest, and a focus on winning in statistics just amplifies that.
Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. David Geyer, he's an award-winning, double-board certified orthopedic surgeon and board member of the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine. He's the author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, and the website is drdavidgeyer, G-E-I-E-R.com. Click on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It makes you sort of stop and think a little bit about the role of youth sports. What is the purpose of youth sports? And I think you've touched on some of them, especially the teamwork and friendship aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question sports have a tremendous number of benefits. Obviously, there's physical benefits from a health standpoint and lowering the rates of childhood obesity and so many other positive physical health benefits. But emotional health and social benefits of kids being with other athletes, young athletes, and learning to cooperate and the teamwork and all of that. But there's benefits from personal well-being and happiness, less depression. There's benefits in terms of better academic test scores and success in school. There's even thought to be better long-term career success in kids that play sports. So I think there's a ton of reasons that we want kids to play. We just have to keep them healthy enough to do it.
We see a number of rule changes in youth sports, how it's evolved over the years, and equipment modifications and injury prevention programs. Are we doing enough to make youth sports safer for the children who are playing?
I do think we're trying. I think you're right. The rules changes, I think equipment changes, all of the research we can do into that I think is good. I think we're losing ground, though, at the things that are relatively easy to fix. How much we push these kids to play, the year-round sports that you and I have talked about in prior shows, these kids that are practicing and playing, 20 and 30 hours a week when they're only, 12, 13 years old. I think in simple things like that, we're starting to, that would be easy to change. We're not making the good progress, and we're looking for almost Band-Aids when we talk about better helmets or things like that. All noble efforts to find protective equipment and rules changes, but we've got to take some simple steps to make sure we don't overuse these kids.
Minute or so left in the program. This is probably a touchy subject, but should we be more careful who is actually coaching youth sports?
Well, I think yes, in a couple ways. One, I think generally it's a good idea that these coaches are certified in injury prevention, concussion education. And most sports have concussion and medical injury educational programs online for coaches. I think that's really important. But then I think in a bigger sense, parents really need to try to look for coaches and leagues that really have kids' best interests at heart from an injury prevention standpoint, and that aren't going to push to win at all costs and push kids to play through pain. And that can be a lot of tricky. It's interviewing coaches, talking to the league's directors, things like that, talking to your friends that have kids that are older that played in these leagues, things like that. So, I think it's very, very important. The coach plays an important role in keeping kids healthy.
You will find a lot of excellent information at Dr. Geier's website, which is Dr. David Geier. And again, that's GEIER.com. Information there as well on the book. It's an excellent read. We've talked about it on the program before. That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Much more to talk about. We will do it again. It's been very informative, and you can listen to all of these programs by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or going to Dr. Geier's website, drdavidgeier.com. Thank you once again for being with us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.